With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here, live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the last day of May. If you're going to go away in May, today is your last chance. But you know what? It wouldn't have been a very good idea to have gone away in May this year, because May's actually been a pretty good month in the market. I wrote about that at length in my newsletter over the weekend. And as we start to look ahead to June here, which will begin tomorrow, we have the Dow right now down a couple of points. The Dow is at 17,869, not too far, just 127 points away from 18,000. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 is positive today. The S&P 500 is up 4 points. The S&P 500 is at 2,103. Those are some pretty lofty numbers. In fact, we're closing in on new all-time highs on the S&P 500, which stand at about 2,134. We're just 31 points away from all-time highs on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is up 17 points this morning. It's doing best of all of the major indexes. The NASDAQ is up 16 points. The NASDAQ is up 0.3%. Crude oil up a little bit here this morning. Crude oil is hovering right around $50 per barrel. Crude oil is at $49.53. That's a far cry from that 26 it was at back in early February. Gold is continuing to drop. I wrote about that in my newsletter over the weekend. Gold is at 1214 now and dropping. The euro is rising today against the dollar, 1.11 on the euro, and the 10-year yield, 1.89%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. In a very cloudy, overcast San Diego, we saw very little sun here during the Memorial Day weekend. Hope it was sunny where you were. Well, if the old saying goes, go away in May in the market, today's your last chance. May was actually a pretty good month in the market. In fact, things really changed once again in the market. We had a completely different market in the first 4 weeks of May, or three and a half weeks of May versus the last week of May, because we had a dovish Fed for the best part of May, the major part of May, the majority of May, and we saw a falling dollar, and we saw rising commodity prices. Then all of a sudden, buried deep within those FOMC minutes, were hawkish tones, signs that the Fed is going hawkish all of a sudden and looking to raise interest rates either in June or July. So now everybody's looking to that, but you know what? The surprising thing is the market has accepted it this time. Not only has the market accepted this big change in stance by the Fed, I saw breakouts all over the place last week. Breakouts in individual stocks, which we'll talk about here today. How can that be? When the Fed went hawkish back in December, we didn't see breakouts. We saw breakdowns. And we saw the worst January in the history of the market. But now here we are in May, and things have changed. And I see opportunity all over the place, but not in the areas of the market that we were able to take advantage of here to some extent over the last several months. The action has completely shifted away from those areas into new areas, and we'll be talking about those today. Meanwhile, your home went up 5.4% since this time last year. Have you kissed your home, your single-family home, lately? You know what? A 5.4% return's pretty good in this old world of ours that's done better than the S&P 500, which is actually down over the last 12 months. We have bonds, you know, U.S. bonds up just a little bit over the last 12 months. And, of course, your savings in the bank certainly haven't gone up 5.4% over the last 12 months. So kiss your single-family home today, which brought you a return of 5.4%. Some better, some worse, depending on the area that you are in. We also had consumer confidence numbers come out. They were softer than expected. You know, I've never found the consumer confidence numbers to be have that big of an indicator as to where the economy is at. It's a psychological indicator for sure, but it doesn't seem to drive the market that much. We'll get a much bigger indicator this Friday when we get the annual or the weekly, the monthly that is, jobs report, the non-farm payrolls report, and I think that will have a big, big impact on the Fed's next decision as to whether or not to hike interest rates. So that will be a very highly watched report that will come out this Friday. The non-farm payrolls report, where we'll learn what the current unemployment rate is and how many jobs were created during the month of May in the U.S. economy. The Eurozone, meanwhile, they have negative inflation right now. They continue to struggle. That European market, basically flat on the year, doesn't look like a very good place to be invested to me at the current time. And they have a Brexit vote coming up. I want to say it's this weekend. I got to look at my news here, but that will be highly watched also. Right now, the polls suggest that the Brits will choose not to leave the European Union. Although there's plenty of people, almost half, that want to get out of the European Union. But we will be watching for that Brexit vote here that's coming up real, real soon. Volkswagen swings back to profit in Q1. That's a surprise. You know, that's a big part of the German economy. The German economy is a big part of the European economy. So we do watch things like Volkswagen, which has been under severe, heavy pressure with their emissions scandal. We have a biotech being bought out today. You know, I saw some pretty good action in the biotech stocks last week. I tweeted about a few. You can follow me on StockTwits or Twitter. I am at Bill Gunderson. Today we have Celator Pharmaceuticals being bought out by Jazz Pharmaceutical. How come I didn't figure this one out on Friday? Celator is up 71% today. That's right, 71%. You know, Celator came up on my Best Stocks app here recently, and I looked at it, and it was a micro-cap biotech stock. It wouldn't have been appropriate in any of my accounts except that little speculative account that I publish every week. Yeah, CPX, you know, was it's a B-rank stock. And it got up clear to, what did it do in rankings? I think it got into the top 100 there for a while. And today it's being bought out by Jazz, up 71%. SodaStream is introducing a new beer bar. How about that? You make your own beer at home. Just what you need. Sparkling water and beer concentrate. And you can mix up your own craft beers right at home. We'll see how SodaStream does with that invention. We use SodaStream here at work. We use it for Diet Cokes and sparkling waters and things like that. We like our SodaStream. I don't think I would go the beer route. We don't have any beer drinkers here at our company. But they are introducing a beer bar, and the stock on that big news is up 5.7%. All right, well, things really changed in the market since those FOMC minutes were released. Boy, have they changed since the release of those FOMC minutes. Actually, it's been 2 weeks now. We discovered that our Fed had suddenly gone from dovish to hawkish. And on that day, the U.S. dollar halted its downtrend and began going up once again. That's a major tidal shift in the market. And on that day that those FOMC minutes were released, gold halted its upwards trend and began going down once again. Things have really changed. Have they changed for the better or the worse? Well, when we come back, we're going to take a look at where those changes have been and how to take advantage of those changes and how things have changed in your portfolio. If you were riding that falling dollar trend like we were, for all it was worth, that trend is no longer in place, my friends. The trend is your friend. Where is the new trends? Where are the new trends that are now emerging in the market? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, before we went to the break, we asked the open-ended question, did those FOMC minutes, which changed the market dramatically, did it change it for the better or the worse? Well, from my perspective, as a guy who dives down deep into the market every single day and looks at many individual stocks on a daily basis, hundreds if not thousands, the bottom line in the changing of the stance by the Fed is on that day they endorsed our current economy, right? I mean, they obviously do not even see a hint of recession looming on the horizon. And if you listen to my show, you know that I've had a buy signal on the market since March of 2009. What will eventually put the market back into a bear market when the economy goes into a recession? It will be a recession that leads us next into the next bear market. The Fed obviously does not see a recession looming out there. Isn't that good news for the market? Isn't the Fed endorsing the economy and saying they see some pretty good times still ahead? Not great, but good enough. And by endorsing the economy, the stock market depends upon the economy. And if the Fed endorses the economy, they're also endorsing the stock market. In fact, so much that the Fed now feels confident enough to start tightening their monetary policy. They feel like the market can take it this time around, and so far, it has taken it. The Fed sees a growing economy ahead, and if they see a growing economy, investors should say, well, we also see a growing stock market. And in the final segment of the show, when we get there, God willing, I'll give you my current earnings projections and target price for the S&P 500. Now, judging by the reaction of the market since the FOMC minutes were released, the market is sure thinking that the Fed has not only endorsed the economy, but has endorsed the stock market. And on the surface, you might say, well, I haven't seen the market move that much. Well, dive down just a little bit deeper. In fact, over the weekend, I showed you many pictures of areas of the market that made my eyeballs pop out, individual companies that are now breaking out to new all-time highs. I gave the example of Dollar Tree, DLTR. Dollar Tree broke out to a new all-time high. That's not a sign of a sick market. That's not a sign of an overvalued market. I've talked about Dollar Tree many times here on the show. Back when I was inventing my app in 2008, 2009, Dollar Tree was one of those stocks that made me scratch my head and say, wow, Look at the performance of that stock over the years. No wonder it's one of the highest ranked stocks in my app. And it is my fourth largest holding here at my firm. And you say, well, Bill, all the retail stocks, the bricks and mortar stocks are getting hammered. The online retailers are eating their lunch. Well, you know, if you think about Dollar Tree, it's kind of hard to compete there. How much does it cost to ship a $1 item? And I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend, I kind of want to pick up and hold my $1 item before I put it into the shopping cart. I don't know that I'd be buying that online. So Dollar Tree broke out to new all-time highs. And you say, well, that's just a one-off. Okay, give me more evidence. Okay, I will. Adobe Systems, a totally different industry. Software. A software stock, one of the major horsemen in the NASDAQ, one of the major holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management, broke out last week to new all-time highs. Why is that significant? Because these leading stocks have been going sideways now for months. And fresh new breakouts many times are the beginning of big new uptrends in the market. So it's very significant when we see these stocks break out. I've written an article recently about Adobe, which you can Google and find on the web. I've written many articles about Dollar Tree, which you can also Google and find. And I've featured them on my show here, which you can also go to my app, type in those symbols, scroll down a little bit to the comments, and you'll see videos there that I've done recently and that I've where I've done features of these stocks. You say, well, those two stocks so far, what else you got for me? Intuit broke out last week, almost to new all-time highs. It's this close. Let's just see how it's doing today here. Ah, there it is. That's a new all-time high on Intuit. Just by 33 cents, but it is breaking out to a new all-time high. Another big technology stock. In fact, one of the recipients, I talked about the doors that closed last week in the market. One of the doors that has opened with this movement by the Fed, this reversal by the Fed after their February dovish stance, the technology stocks, that door has opened big time. And it's not just here in the U.S. I gave an example of 10-cent holdings. What is this, a Dollar Tree? Everything's under 10 cents? No, you had to grow up in my day to the five and dime stores to get something for under 10 cents. I remember when a pack of baseball cards used to be a nickel. I don't know what they are. I haven't bought one lately, but I know they're over a dollar. You got to get them at Dollar Tree now. No longer are there any five and dime stores. Tencent Holdings is one of the biggest internet companies in China. Tencent Holdings broke out last week to new all-time highs. Now, wait a minute. It's not just technology stocks. Well, this one's a technology-related stock. I've talked many, many times about a company by the name of Equinix, EQIX, which is also a large holding here at Gunderson Capital. It broke out to new all-time highs. It's a REIT, a real estate investment trust. They continue to sizzle. And the financials are starting to really take off here. I gave the example of Visa, which I've talked about many times here on the air. One of the best IPOs of all time. So there are doors opening now. The market has reacted in a big positive way since those FOMC minutes. But on the other hand, doors have closed. But the market is always forward looking. What does the market see over the next 6 months? What does the market see over the next 18 months? And what kind of price tag can we put on this S&P 500 right now? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
second half of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, we're talking about how another cycle has come and gone in the market. This one was a very short-lived cycle. You know, there's all these spinning plates in the market all the time, cycles. There's economic cycles that we have to keep our eye on. There's inflation cycles. There's monetary policy cycles. There's weather cycles. But, you know, one of the biggest plates up there is the monetary policy cycle. When they talk dovish, it sends certain areas of the market one way and certain areas of the market another way. And when they talk hawkish, it does just the opposite. The Fed changed stance 2 weeks ago. This is, once again, it's the second time this year that they've changed stance. And the market has changed. And it's created opportunity, a lot of opportunity. In fact, I think that this is a better cycle than the cycle that we saw that began back in late mid-February, which was a falling dollar cycle. And it gave us opportunity in some areas. Well, now we've got a stance changed by the Fed once again, which has created a new cycle, ended an old cycle, and now there's opportunity that abounds, but it's not across the entire board of the market. It's in certain areas of the market, which I've already identified several. I think you could sum up the change by saying just two words, risk on. This has gone all of a sudden from a risk-off market to a risk-on market. But once again, it depends on what area of the market that you are in. There's some areas of the market that are very strong right now, which I outlined a few sectors, and we're going to do some more of that today. We're going to go through the leading asset classes in the market and the leading sectors in the market, and I think when we get through all of this, is that you'll see that this has gone to a risk-on market. How long will it stay a risk-on market? Look, we take it a day at a time. But for now, we have many stocks that are breaking out to new all-time highs. Now, overall, the market's gone not very far this year. The S&P's up about 2.5% since the beginning of the year. The NASDAQ, which is now one of the strongest areas of the market, is down as of last Friday. It's still down 1.5% for the year. We're starting to see some action, good action once again, in the risk-on areas of the U.S. market. That would be small-cap stocks, that would be technology stocks, and that would be mid-cap stocks. U.S. stocks are doing very well once again. In fact, several sectors, which we'll get to here in a moment, we'll fine-tune it a little more and break it down a little more into the best sectors of the market right now. But suffice it to say, it's pretty much a risk-on move. The rest of the world outside of the U.S. has pretty much gone back into hibernation. We were starting to get some good action in the emerging markets with a dovish Fed. We were starting to get a little action there in China. Latin America was starting to really go on a tear. Russia, many of those economies are very dependent upon natural resources, gold, copper, things like that. And all of a sudden now they've gone back into hibernation. And the spotlight is right here on the U.S. U.S. stocks, once again, when we take a look at the asset classes that we have to choose from out there in the market, U.S. stocks once again have become the best asset class to be invested in. You know, you do what you're going to do, but 401ks should be tilted towards U.S. stocks. In fact, in the basic 401k allocation that I list every week for 401k people, some people, their only exposure to the market is through their 401k, so I have a section in my newsletter for 401k, and I give a basic allocation amongst all the things that you might have to choose from, whether it be bonds, cash, precious metals, natural resources, emerging markets, international developed markets, U.S. stocks, small cap, mid cap, large cap, and the beat goes on. I changed a little bit. I tweaked that allocation this week. And even if you're a government worker with the TSP, I also have a little section for you in the newsletter. I also tweaked that a little bit this week. The leading asset class right now, U.S. stocks, once again. And the places to avoid right now, well, those precious metals had their day in the sun. Those natural resources had their day in the sun, but now they're pretty much going back into hibernation. It's hard for them to make any kind of headway in a rising dollar environment, which we have now since those FOMC minutes were released. And the emerging markets and things outside of the United States don't look very good anymore. And I showed that in my newsletter over the weekend. Yeah, there's a few countries outside of the U.S. that look okay. I still like Argentina myself. But for the most part, it's U.S. stocks. I showed the momentum index in my newsletter over the weekend. There's an index that tracks momentum stocks. That thing is ranked number 4 or 5 right now. It's right up there in the... In fact, number 4 of the indexes around the world. That's another piece of evidence that this has moved to a risk-on market. I looked at the leveraged indexes where the NASDAQ 3 times, not for the faint of heart, is the number 1 leveraged index. More evidence that this has moved to a risk-on market. Now, as we break it down, if the U.S. stocks, risk-on type stocks, small, mid-cap, technology, etc., are the best place to be. What are some of the best sectors to be in right now? Well, every day my app goes out and it ranks the sectors of the market. I have 60 sectors. I have the market broken down into 60 sectors. You know, transportation, energy, technology, insurance, financials, banks, medical, healthcare. There's a lot of sectors in the market. What are the top, what are the leading sectors in the market? Once again, more evidence that this has moved to a risk-on market for now. Software stocks. I gave you a couple of examples. Adobe and Intuit. Another sector that is really coming on strong right now is the semiconductor sector. I own several semiconductor stocks. Avago, which is now named Broadcom because they bought Broadcom, is one of the leading stocks in the market still, and it's a semiconductor stock. And if you look within that semiconductor sector, you'll find a lot of stocks that are really breaking out right now. The aerospace sector, defense, continues to be a good sector. Now that we have a rising dollar environment once again, that gives a lift to the insurance sector. That gives a lift to the financial sector. That gives a lift to the banking sector. And the internet stocks, risk on. More evidence that it's now a risk on market. It's no longer gold and silver and everything that does well in a falling dollar environment. Now we have just the opposite of that. And that always begs the question, has your manager made any changes? Has he tweaked anything, he or she tweaked anything to take advantage of the new opportunities? Did your manager take advantage of the last opportunities that came along when the Fed went dovish all of a sudden? And what are the worst sectors to be in right now? Well, I no longer have any exposure whatsoever to the precious metals. I had a few nice winners there. I had the GDX ETF. I think it went up about 25% in the last few months. I hoped that it would go further and longer, but that was it. I had the silver, junior silver miners ETF. That went up 50%. I used that one. I had some individual stocks that did well. Agnico Eagle, Barrick Gold, and a few others. And I had a few that, you know, just kind of treaded water. I got in a little bit late to those. But that, in my opinion, that door has now closed. And I would not have any exposure. That's just me. If you want to continue to make a case for gold, just remember, you got a major hill to climb up. That hill is a rising U.S. dollar that has changed the market once again. I just pointed out some of the areas. Now, when we come back, how high can this current market go? I'll give you my target price. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, He picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit today about our friends at the Fed. You never thought Janet Yellen really meant that much, right? She's just a lady that runs the Fed and helps direct and has the final say on monetary policy. That doesn't really impact the markets or the world that much, does it? She's the most powerful woman, most powerful person, not just woman, person, in the entire stock market. Yes, more powerful than Warren Buffett. Yes, more powerful than many other, Carl Icahn and all of these guys. They all look to the Fed to get their direction. And when the Fed hiccups, sometimes your portfolio needs to hiccup. When the Fed does an about-face, you've got to do a little bit of remodeling, rearranging of the furniture in your portfolio. The FOMC minutes caught everybody by surprise, but it is what it is. You can't deny it. You can't bury your head in the sand and say, well, nothing's changed. No, a lot has changed. When it goes from hawkish to dovish back to hawkish, that's a major change. And during this past 45 minutes or 50 minutes, whatever, I've talked about the areas of the market that all of a sudden are now positive and the areas of the market that are now negative. You can't keep doing the same thing that you were doing. Now, others would say, you know, that's why it's best just to have a big, broad, diversified asset allocation, because eventually, if you wait long enough, gold will have its day in the sun and bonds will have their day in the sun. But the problem is, while they're having their day in the sun, another group is getting clobbered. So I'm an active manager versus a passive manager. To each his own. I like to manage actively, and when the Fed changes, that causes me to make changes in portfolios. Not major changes, but tweak it a little bit. Do a little bit of rearranging here, which I've done, and I pretty much talked about where I've done that rearranging, and I've given you evidence and facts that back up why I did those things. Well, let's get right to the bottom line now here of the overall market and its current status. The market went bullish back in March of 2009, and it's had fits and stops and tantrums, and wasn't there a taper tantrum somewhere along the way? And there's been threats, and there's been fiery darts thrown at the market along the way and the economy. But through thick and thin, it's managed to continue in its bullish uptrend. It's been real dicey at times. There were several times along the way that looked like the uptrend was coming to a halt. And there were many times along the way that it looked like the economic expansion was coming to a halt. But one reason or another, things were done to the market, or it overcame, or it fought the adversity and continued to plow forward. Well, what about now? Earnings season has now come to a close. It was better than expected. We've had a Fed that's recently endorsed not only the economy, but I suppose the stock market. The stock market has certainly taken it that way. And we've seen many, many stocks this past week underneath the surface now. You got to dive a little deep to witness this, or you got to read Bill Gunderson's newsletter or listen to my show or follow me on Stock Twits at Bill Gunderson. Many stocks broke out to new all-time highs. Now, we are now in the second quarter of 2016, which will come to an end here in another month. This is expected to be another down quarter versus the same quarter last year. But as we approach the third and fourth quarter of this year, we're expected to resume our positive track, our positive earnings growth once again. In fact, we're expecting about 2% growth in the third quarter, and in the fourth quarter, 4.6. That will break the losing streak of five quarters in a row of negative earnings that were mostly caused by the drop in oil prices. Not negative earnings, but negative comparisons to the same quarter last year. All right. Now, as we look at the earnings estimates for this year, right now the consensus is right around $119 per share. That compares with about $118 per share last year. We have a pretty fully valued market in the short term, but we're now looking ahead to 2017. That's what we do this time of year. We listen to these companies reporting earnings, and we listen to what they've got to say for themselves about 2017 now. And right now the estimates for 2017 come in at about $135 per share, which would be significant growth from this year. We now have a rebounding energy sector. I have a $2,300 target price on the S&P over the next 16 to 18 months. That gives us 9.5% upside potential. In addition to that, there's many stocks within the index that have much more upside potential to that. And that's obviously where I concentrate my efforts. The bull market is still in place. We don't have a sell signal on the market. We came close in January. We came very close. But in March of 2009, my newsletter gave a sell or a buy signal, and it has not given a sell signal since. But I keep my ear to the ground. I stay high upon my watchtower with binoculars, infrared camera, you name it. I do everything I can do to stay on top of the stocks. All right, well, you can get the newsletter. I put a lot of work into it. Even on a Memorial Day weekend, I wrote it from my hotel room. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. And if you're tired of passive management, and if you worry about the next bear market that your people that are managing your account will continue to be passive, well, I got news for you. They will continue to be passive. We will not. We will remain active in the markets. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.